What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:13, counting down to the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be hot and humid as it always is here. And we're going to spend an hour talking about facial recognition and privacy concerns. And I wonder how you feel. The Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line's open at 504-260-1870. Are you concerned with, don't text and drive, by the way, but are you concerned with being surveilled by cameras? It seems like just about everything, everywhere is on one type of camera or the other. Brian Lagarde joins us, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, to begin with. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Will, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Tell me about Project NOLA for people that don't know what that is.
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit organization. We operate the National Real-Time Crime Center located at the University of New Orleans. We have over 10,000 cameras across the country that we watch here in New Orleans. We've been at it for over 15 years, monitoring cameras, helping the NOPD solve crimes. For 15 years now, we have just over 5,000 cameras in the city of New Orleans. Of those 5,000 cameras, approximately 200 of which are facial recognition capable.
So let's distinguish between cameras that are facial recognition capable and aren't. That goes to, first of all, cameras are on stoplights, they're on people's porches. Where are the cameras?
Our cameras are on people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools. So Project NOLA, we're a community-based crime camera program. So this is not the city program. Our cameras are all on private property. People call us to host or sponsor a camera. And then the cameras, of course, go up on their homes, businesses, churches, and schools, and then back to our office at UNO. From there, we then simulcast over to LSP Troop NOLA, NOPD, JPSO, all the surrounding areas.
So what exactly are you looking at? What is already you simulcasting to JPSO, NOPD, et cetera?
Well, for example, the cameras that are in Jefferson Parish, they stream to JPSO. The cameras in Orleans Parish go to Orleans Parish. And keep in mind, we're national. So, cameras that are in different areas, Baton Rouge cameras go to the Baton Rouge Police Department, East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. Now they're able to see live and playback video. They are incapable. We do not have the NOPD, for example, even before the pause, didn't have access to our facial recognition technology, the ability to actually run searches, edit databases, add names, things of that sort.
So when it comes to who's watching this, tell me about that. Who is it that gets to look at these things either at UNO or at JPSO or NOPD? There are officers assigned to watch these things and monitor them in real time.
So, yes, at Project NOLA, we have our own staff, we're able to monitor. For the more sensitive investigations, we are what's called CJIS certified, which is basically a Department of Justice level certification. And then we're streaming to our cameras in New Orleans are also streaming to the NOPD. Who has access within the NOPD normally is detectives. We do not stream to the city's real-time crime center. But in cases like JP, St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Baton Rouge, and beyond, we stream to all the different real-time crime centers as well.
See, I think that a lot of people are confused about that, about they hear about your organization, Project NOLA, about live cameras, then they hear about real-time crime center in Orleans Parish. I'm a little bit confused about that myself. So you send a feed to the real-time crime center in Orleans Parish, or you don't?
Positively not. Not in Orleans Parish. Elsewhere, yes, but not here. So our cameras in New Orleans, they stream to the different district stations. They can stream to the mobile devices of detectives, NOPD SWAT team, violent offenders warrant squad, things like that. But we do not, New Orleans might be the only exception where we don't actually stream to the city real-time crime center.
And why is that?
They've never expressed an interest before in the past.
So it would seem as though this data is available, right, where what is the real-time crime center? Are you familiar with that in New Orleans? What do they do? And how many cameras
Absolutely.
Do they have access to?
So there's actually two real-time crime centers in the city of New Orleans. There's the one on Rampart Street, which is run by the Mayor's Office of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness, and then there's Project NOLA's. So I don't know how many cameras they have access to, or more importantly, how many of those cameras actually work. They may possibly have access to so many hundreds, where Project NOLA has access to thousands.
So when it comes to the cameras that you operate, do you store footage from these things, and how far back can you go?
Our video retention policy is approximately 30 days. So that was something we originally started with many, many, many years ago. When we first started, we asked people, what do you want, what do you don't want? People, citizens didn't want us to retain video footage for months and months and years and years. So we only keep video as long as we need it, and then it automatically overwrites itself.
What are some of the complaints that you hear from people about Project NOLA?
Really not many. Concerns recently with facial recognition, so we've been asked a lot of questions based off of pretty well outdated information concerning the reliability of facial recognition, its tendency to be biased towards darker complexion, complected individuals. All those studies are based off of it. Those are old studies where the norm involved lower quality cameras. So, some of the things that have made it reliable now is higher definition cameras. So, for example, we're shooting in 4K all the way up to 8K at 60 frames per second. We're using special chipsets in our cameras that basically turn night into day and allow us to see contrast very well. We're able to see faces hundreds of feet away, regardless of skin complexion and lighting conditions, clearly enough to do facial recognition at an accuracy of 99% over the course of the past few years.
I want to drill down on outdated info when it comes to facial recognition when we come back and how that works. We're talking to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. We're spending an hour talking about crime cameras, facial recognition, freedom in this country as we talk about the 4th of July. Then next half hour, we'll talk to Bob Murrell, a coalition member of Eye on Surveillance that has some concerns. If you have any questions or comments, the Oconar Jeweler Talk and Text Line is wide open at 504-260-1870. You can text your questions in. Please don't text and drive, and I'll pass them along when we come back. 720 time now, traffic, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, talking about crime cameras and facial recognition. Brian, you talked about technological changes when it comes to facial recognition. I think that's what has a lot of people concerned with mistaken identity, especially people of darker complexions. Explain about the advances in technology, if you would, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, the better that a camera can see a person's face, then the better that the facial recognition algorithms actually work. So we're actually looking at somewhere closer to around 400 points on a person's face, and then measuring the distances. Now, of course, I'm not doing this personally. This is the software algorithms that are doing this. So the better shots that we have of people's faces, then the more accurately the algorithm can work. Since we introduced facial recognition citywide back in 2022, we've been averaging 99% accuracy.
So when it comes to, I guess, the concerns about real-time monitoring and facial recognition, tell me how that works with NOPD if they're conducting an investigation, or let me take a step back to what your people are doing at the real-time monitoring center. Do you look for things that are about to happen and then call the police? I'm trying to understand what real-time monitoring looks like.
Oh, absolutely. So we're looking for suspicious activity, crimes in progress. Our specialty is actually gang and crime and drug abatement. So a lot of our work is centralized on gang activity. So in addition to just normally looking for our crimes in progress and suspicious activity, we're very, very actively monitoring individuals involved in violent gangs. And we're looking to see if they're selling drugs, if they're illegally carrying firearms as a convicted felon, are they driving around in stolen vehicles, things of that sort. So keep in mind, how do our cameras get into different neighborhoods? People call us. They say we're having a problem with drugs and gang life outside. We can't let our kids go run and play outside because we're concerned for their safety. So we receive these type of phone calls every day. Mm-hmm. And then the cameras go up and into the different neighborhoods on people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools. And then we begin, helping in that community. So in the end, what we're doing is we're providing information to different authorities, whether it be the NOPD, DEA, FBI, what they need for probable cause for arrest and search warrants.
So is this before the fact to prevent crime or after the fact to help solve it? A little bit of A, a little bit of B?
It's all of it. It's all of the above. So when we're not actively solving crimes, helping to solve crimes, we're actively looking for trouble. We're actively looking for suspicious activity and crimes in progress.
Looking for trouble. I like it. We're looking for trouble. That's our slogan. So if somebody wants a camera, Brian, or wants to get one set up or join the network, how do they do it?
It's easy. You can simply go to our website, projectnola.org, and find out more about us. You're also very extremely welcome to call us, whether you want to, if you want to sign up, or if you just have questions about what we do. You just call 504-736-9187.
9187. 504-736-9187, or go to projectnola.org. Thank you, Brian Lagarde. Have a nice 4th of July. Criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bob Murrell, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. He sees things differently. We'll talk to him about his issues with surveillance and real-time crime cameras and facial recognition and more. You got any questions or comments? Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text lines open, 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 743, 17 till 8, July 3rd. Going to be a hot weekend. Chance for showers, as always, although they're saying less of a chance for showers than normal. But it's summertime in New Orleans, and let's face it, you never know. We're talking this hour, since it is July 4th, about freedom in this country, about facial recognition and the use of crime cameras. We've already spoken to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. Now we're joined by Bob Murrell, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Eye on Surveillance. What is that organization all about?
Yeah, so when the city's real-time crime center, the one that's on Rampart, was introduced, there were a number of community members that were in a variety of different advocacy groups that were curious about the technologies that were being used, about the scale of the surveillance that was being done. So they held a private tour with a number of different organizers and elected leaders, came together, did a tour, and afterwards they were, to be frank, kind of scared about how this is going to affect their communities. For example, some people in Holly Groves having these cameras right outside their windows. So they formed the Eye on Surveillance Coalition. We initially started just as a generic advocacy group, just informing people, educating them. And then we were approached, I want to say in 2019 or 2020, by some members of city council. And there was an introduction of a complete ban on a number of technologies that regarded surveillance, of which facial recognition was one. Cell site simulators was another, as well as some other untested or, shall we say, experimental technologies that are being used in London at the time. And then in 2022, with the current city council that was elected, they decided to roll back some of those protections, specifically around facial recognition, at the request of the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, mm-hmm. as part of the NOLA Coalition and the mayor. And so we've kind of shifted gears to legislative advocacy rather than community advocacy, surrounding trying to protect people's freedoms and rights.
So let me tell you this. I'm not going to treat you as a hostile witness, Bob, and I'm not an adversary at all, but I was just raised and my mindset goes to, well, if you don't do anything wrong, what do you got to be afraid of? But mm-hmm. that's me. That's not the people that you heard from. And you mentioned that some people expressed their concerns that they were scared of some things with the use of cameras. What were they scared of or afraid of specifically?
So I think the number one thing is that we didn't know at the time who was watching. As was mentioned, the Department of Homeland Security is kind of the head of that department. Mm-hmm. And they have cooperative agreements.
The city of New Orleans, to be clear, right? Not
yes, correct. Government. The city of New Orleans is Real-Time Crime Center. Mm-hmm. That RTCC is, in my mind, just that one. Okay. The Project NOLA ones are their own spinoffs. But yeah, I would ask the same for, you know, Randall Reed, who was arrested unjustly in Atlanta when Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department put out a an arrest warrant for him based on an incorrect facial recognition match. So it does affect innocent people. It's not like it's just going after the criminals.
But again, nothing's going to work perfectly. And just to be devil's advocate here, is that the anomaly or does this happen a lot? And I do understand that the gentleman was, and look, I'm not saying, I don't know what he went through in jail for 6 days, but I think he got $200,000 or something along those lines. So he was compensated
correct.
For it. That's got nothing to do with the use of the camera itself or being arrested for doing nothing wrong. I understand that. But when it comes to the frequency with which people are misidentified, do you have numbers on that?
Yeah. So based on the public records request that we've been able to use with NOPD, and I'm going to have to preface a little bit, NOPD, they do have a very specified way of using facial recognition. They have to go through the State Fusion Center, which uses IDEMIA software. And IDEMIA software is an internationally used...
Now you're going way too fast for me, Bob. I'm sorry. Let's go to...
I'll go one step at a time.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. We don't have a full set of data set because they don't use it all that often. Mm-hmm. But of the times that they've used it that we've been able to get records requests for, there's been at least one, if not two, misidentifications. But when it comes to global usage, or even with Project NOLA, we don't know because they're private institutions. So we're only limited by what we see through either lawsuits or through public information requests.
So let me tell you, I do have some sympathy and empathy for what you're saying, because I was the victim once of being, and I've told this story on the air.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Air before, cuffed and stuffed in the back of a police unit over a mistaken identity thing, and they did resolve it in about 15 minutes. I don't know if, you know, if I wasn't on the radio, if that would have happened as quickly as it did, but it certainly did slap me in the face with not everybody in the back of a police cruiser is guilty, nor is everybody in jail guilty. However, people are concerned with crime, and they opt to have these cameras on their houses. Brian Lagarde earlier was with us. He's a criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, as you well know. He said that concerns about the inaccuracy of facial recognition don't really hold up anymore. Do you feel that's the case?
So I studied computer science in college, and I've been in the software industry for the last 15 years, and he's kind of mistaken on how facial recognition works at a software level. So he claimed that the resolution of the cameras is the reason why misidentification happens. And that's actually incorrect. It's actually the resolution on the training data. So all these systems have to be trained, kind of like a human brain, where you're given a bunch of images.
Go slow by that. Yeah, what do you mean, training of the people looking at the cameras or the camera itself in terms of AI? Let me take a break for traffic here. We'll pick it up when we come back.
Yeah,
all right?
Sure.
We'll pick it up at training and the resolution of cameras. So we're talking about training of the camera, training of the people watching it. We're talking about the use of facial recognition to either deter crime or invade privacy, depending upon what part of what side you're on. We've already spoken to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. We're now talking to Bob Morrell, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakhornart Jeweler talk and text line. Please, no texting and driving. People that are texting in are overwhelmingly in favor of the cameras, but I would guess those are the people that maybe would not worry about being misidentified. I don't know. Like I said, I was cuffed and stuffed. It had nothing to do with a camera, just somebody picked the wrong small bald guy, and it happened to be me. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:54, 6 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, day before the 4th of July, talking about freedom in the country and cameras and the pervasiveness of them. And again, I think if you are on the side of, I hate to say this, Bob Murrell, this way, but if you perceive yourself to be on the side of law and order, maybe you're for cameras. If you perceive yourself to be on the side of civil liberties, maybe you're against. Maybe the truth is somewhere in between. I don't know. Let's talk about what you were saying before about the training of cameras. You're talking about the training of the people watching them or the training of the camera itself as it relates to facial recognition?
Yeah, so we're talking about the software that's on these cameras. So they are trained using mugshots and state IDs when it comes to Louisiana faces and then any other government passport ID pictures that people have. Those are not going to be as high resolution as the cameras that are being used.
Okay.
And so the resolution of the camera itself is not going to resolve it. It's the data that's being passed through initially for it to know what a face is and whose face it is. And
so
one of the things that I think stands out really well,
it's
though,
not, is hang on a second. Let me just jump in for a second. I'll give you the floor back, Bob. You're saying it's not the image being captured by the camera. It's what it's being compared to or
yes.
Right? Okay, I got
correct.
You. I got you.
Because
okay. you might have level D for the camera or whatever ascending scale you want to use, or level A for the camera. However, the passport photo or the database that you're using is level D, and that can lead to a lot of mismatches. Accurate?
Yes, okay. A simplified version, yes. And it comes a lot of the papers aren't just on skin color as well. Young people, they have a really difficult time finding matches on young people as well as women. And so when you look at the discrepancies that happen on academic studies, like this one from May of last year, it talks about very specifically that while children and women do get misidentified, the skin color does come into effect at a much heightened effect. So that's a lot of where the biases and discrepancies happen. But I think for me, it comes down to, like you said, the idea of being watched. If I were to follow someone with my camera block by block, watching them, trying to figure out who they were, that would be weird. That'd be creepy. But if they're mounted on poles with red and blue lights by some unnamed person that you don't know who they are, they could be NOPD, they could be Homeland Security, they could be ICE. That is where kind of the privacy concerns come about, right? Because I don't feel comfortable, for example, having my kid's photo on some server for 30 days that I don't know is being used for training data, is being sent away to, you know, a Chinese facial recognition software. I don't know these things. And that's why it was banned technology very recently. And when we look at the NOPD policy, there's very specific steps to go. And it was interesting that Brian mentioned that he does cooperate with NOPD and SWAT because they have ordinance from city council as well as NOPD policy that they're breaking when they use these softwares. And that's why Anchor Patrick halted the program as recently as May this year.
Let me read you a couple of texts that come in. Privacy where? No place in public that I'm aware of. What's your beef? I do know that with all of the cameras that are on people's doorbells and so forth, I'll watch movies now that are older, Bob, and say, well, that could never have happened. That could never have happened. All they'd have to do is pull up the doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Is that as much of a concern of yours as is the other cameras, or is that different because they're people's own personal camera? Tell me about, I guess, generally speaking, the prevalence of cameras in society today.
Yeah, I think that everyone, especially when it comes to their own personal property, like their house, I think they're entitled absolutely to be able to watch it and surveil it. The issue that I have is when we're sending it to a government or to a for-profit company that can in turn take that data and do whatever we want to with it. And obviously, AI is becoming more prevalent with image generation and deep fakes and things like that. And I can see why people may think, oh, it's nothing until it happens to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also we have to realize that some of these cameras don't just look at the street. They do look onto the backs of other people's properties. And that is when we start to see the invasions of privacy happening. When a camera can zoom in several hundred yards away, that's not the same as someone's, you know, Ring doorbell.
Somebody says, how is this different than an eyewitness?
So an eyewitness is not a robot, but more importantly, a human being's brain has the ability of pattern recognition that machines still have not been capable of matching. And we see that through, again, academic studies about misidentification.
And I'm getting texts about ICE. Is what's going on with the federal government a concern of yours? Does that increase your concern?
Yes, absolutely. So ICE has actually been deployed using a mobile phone application. Again, we don't know how effective it is or even who runs it, where they can just take a picture from their phone and then run it through a database. ICE cooperation is very scary to me. A neighbor who lives about, you know, 10 blocks away was snatched from her front yard, who's lived here for 60 years. So it's a very big concern for me because they're coming for whoever they want to now and how soon until they come after us.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Bob Morrow, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. We've got a lot of texts on both sides of the issues. Issue again, I'm all for cutting down on crime, and I don't feel as though I have anything to hide. However, I was cuffed and stuffed. Had nothing to do with cameras. It was an eyewitness thing, and then they realized who I was, and that did make me a lot more cognizant that everybody in the back of a police car is not guilty, nor is everybody in jail guilty of the crime that they're in there for. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, about hips and knees and more when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.